Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
This is ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Our next guest has 25 years of experience in software technology and 21 years in the construction industry. He has served in a variety of positions, including programming, technical support, product development, and R&D. As a member of Google's Small Business Advisory Council, he is plugged into the technology industry and is very knowledgeable about current technology trends and how they impact the future of construction. Please join me in welcoming Tom Webb, Vice President of Strategy and R&D at HCSS. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Peggy. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad to have it. So, Tom, let me ask you this question. If you look at what's happening, the National Safety Council says that preventable injuries are the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. But I know that you talk to a lot of great companies in this industry. So how are they using technology to actually help their safety culture? So they clearly are preventing all their injuries. What are they doing that's different when we're seeing all these other injuries on the job site?
Yeah, good question, Peggy. So really the big trend is in taking that technology and driving it into the hands of the people on the crew. You know, ultimately, when it comes to the subject of safety, and there is no single person on a job site more important to the safety being prioritized than the person leading the crew. And so that's been the big game changer now is these companies that used to have this mentality of, oh, I'm just going to build this super safety guy, and this super safety guy is going to watch everything on my job site, and the crews are just going to work independent. That whole concept is gone. It's outdated. It wasn't sustainable and really kind of helped create a production versus safety mentality. So the big trend is giving that crew leader tools in the field, tools from a leadership standpoint, tools and goals that align with his production, and tools with technology, tools that help him choose safety meeting topics that really are relevant to the crew, or being able to tool him up with inspections that help him know what to look for, and giving him leading indicators as opposed to lagging indicators, stuff like near-miss data and observation data that he can rely on.
And it's interesting that you say that, because when we talk to people, it's like two sides of the same coin when we're talking about this, because one minute people are saying technology is the reason we have all these injuries. The other side, we say technology is the reason we are improving and reducing injuries. So how do we know when we use technology to help us? Is it the indicators that give us the information, or is it how we use, you know, it's when do we use the technology for the right reasons, you know, because I think that's when people get confused, because they hear that and then they go, who do I believe? It kind of gets us all confused.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And to me, it's a matter of when is it used and who uses it. And then the who part is the single biggest part, because so many job sites have taken the mentality of, like, I'm having a no electronics job site. And the intent behind that's really really valuable. It's the, hey, technology can cause distractions, and so I'm not allowing any phones or any iPads to be used on my job site because I don't want it to be a distraction on it. But ultimately, what you do in that case is, as well as you remove the opportunity that especially a younger millennial employee has to contribute towards the data that can be used to make really good decisions about the job site. So what you really need, that this is where it goes back to the subject of the best companies. So if you look at the best companies, how are they preventing issues from happening? Well, they're giving the tools to the guys in the field and teaching them how to use it in the right way. To back to your point, kind of teaching them, hey, where is a safe place on the job site in order to pull this technology out and make the comments I need to make to contribute towards the data, and where do I look in order to see whether I'm on the right path and hitting the goals that I need to hit from a safety standpoint.
Is this a catch-22, though? Because if you want to attract in construction the young, cutting-edge millennials, they're, you know, tech savvy and they want to be accessing social media. And if you told them no, you know, smartphones or technology on the job site, they're going to go, yeah, thanks. I'm not coming to your job site. Then
yeah,
on the other side of it, you know, that's what you're going to have. On the other side of this, you know, you don't want them social media, doing social media all the time and tweeting and doing everything. But yet it's kind of like, you know, there are those that's what they want to do. They want to have access to that. But yet you want them watching around them because, you know, you don't want them seeing a crane flying through that they're not paying attention. So there's some real things that happen on the job site that a young millennial, they have to learn. A job site is not like being in the office. It is an active environment. They have to be paying attention the entire time because that's why deaths are so high, because you take your eye off the ball for, oh, it's like driving on the road, you know, 4 seconds, you know, is the length of a football field and distracted driving. And there's a quick, you know, you're gone, you're dead. So, I mean, that's the same thing on a job site. That's why we talk about it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's where the biggest ally to making a safe job site, whether it's distractions from technologies or just taking a lax attitude towards things, is the biggest ally that a company has is that first level supervisor. So that foreman in the field who's running that crew, and if that foreman in the field is running that crew, in your particular case, if he's reinforcing, hey, there's a safe place to pull out your phone and look at at social media, and it's, you know, when you're in this area of the job site, and there's a lot of unsafe places where if you do that, you're not only causing a safety concern for you, but you're causing a safety concern for all your friends on this crew. And if he's reinforcing that and he's doing that because he's taken more of an ownership in safety, that's what's going to actually lead towards training that person of the right way to actually do things. And he's seeing it modeled from that crew leader, from that foreman. So that goes to the really big picture subject of, you know, the way to promote good safe practices on a construction site is to really get that first level supervisor, that foreman, to be the one promoting it, not just to have it be an edict from on high.
And you just said it's implementing change. That's what you just described to me there, and it
exactly.
was really great to hear that. And that whole environment then says is you can adopt technology, and that technology can be the driver to make a safe job site with the right people who are saying, look, technologies is the transformation for why this construction company is innovative and has the best cutting edge millennials to help you grow. That's what you've just described to me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And on the other side of that, when you embrace that technology, create a culture on the job site that actually uses technology for the right things, you know, it really unlocks a lot of value for you corporately. So an example of that, I actually spoke yesterday with a company in Indiana. This is an 80-employee company that works on big projects all over their area, and they did over 1,500 inspections last year. 1,500 inspections, a couple thousand observations that they contributed from all their employees, and what they were able to turn that into is an opportunity to really work better with their owner, to the end result that their owner now sees them as their biggest ally in creating a safe job site, and they're a company of preference for the owner. Right, the owner wants to work with that company, and chooses to work with that company over other people. So it really opens the door to being a better collaborator with your customers when you use technology to be a better collaborator with your employee.
And that's a really good point, because you're now saying something to your owner environment that says, look, mm-hmm. we're keeping a safe, our employees are safe. So now that owner says, I want to work with them because now I feel good about who my partners are. And they understand
yep.
that I don't have to worry about the hazards and the litigation I've got to deal with because they're not doing the right things, who my continuing partners are, and so on and so on and so on. And that's that whole, we're all got in this kind of together thing in the construction world.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it's a, you know, I heard a story from a friend of mine in the industry who's, they had an employee who had the CEO of their owner that they were building this job for came onto a job site, and he came onto a job site without a hard hat. And one of his employees, one of the construction company's employees, stopped the CEO, actually documented that there was a near miss on the job site with his phone, and told the CEO he wasn't allowed on his own job site. I mean, this guy's paying for this construction project. But that really sent a message to the CEO of that company that you've got a partner here delivering a safe job for you. And that became a huge selling point for the construction company when they worked with this owner in future construction. So it's a great story of when you engage the right people and you engage them using technology, it can make a big difference in your company.
Safety does. You know what? I love that, Tom. Tom Webb, Vice President of Strategy and R&D at HCSS, thank you for being with us. I love hearing those great stories, and I know our listeners are learning so much from you. Thanks again for all your time today.
Hey, thank you so much, Peggy. Appreciate it.
All right, listeners, you know what? That's the great stories that you have to have. You know what? Thinking about someone not wearing a hard hat just makes you cringe, right? Those are the simple things, and you hear them every day. But all right, we're out of time, but I want you to check out AEM.org, or you can go to conexpoconag.com. These are kind of things you want to keep safe on the job site. We've got more to come. We're going to continue to talk about how you can keep your job site safe. So thanks for tuning in to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. Improve your business and your life with useful information from experts and thought leaders. WS Radio is radio with ROI.
You take your smartphone almost everywhere you go. Now WSRadio.com can be there too. Search WS Radio in the Play Store for your Android devices or iTunes for Apple, and download the WS Radio application. WSRadio.com, on your phone and in your ear, everywhere you go. Download the WS Radio application. Do it now. It's very easy. WSRadio.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
Hi, Scale listener. This is David Finkel, co-host with Jeff Hoffman of Scale Your Business. I wanted to let you know that our newest book, Scale, was just released, and to encourage you to get your copy. The book will give you 7 proven principles to grow your business and get your life back. If you've ever wanted to grow your business, but held yourself back from fear that it would take over your life, then we urge you to get your copy of Scale today. It'll give you a proven roadmap for rapidly growing your business while also gaining more personal freedom. Scale will help you work less by getting your business to produce more. Scale is for every entrepreneur who ever wondered if they really own their business or if their business owns them. Get your copy online or at your local bookseller. For more information, visit us online at scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com. That's scaleyourbusinesstoolkit.com.
Can you imagine a world without children? A world without their smiles or their laughter? A world where children don't play or sing or dream, or imagine.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we can't imagine a world without children. That's why we're working every day to find cures for diseases that strike down children everywhere. Diseases like cancer, pediatric AIDS, and sickle cell. And we won't stop until every child is cured and every disease is defeated. Because we can't imagine a world without children. Can you?
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. To learn how you can help, log on to our website, stjude.org.